Today's share in the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. We're in the middle of Simen Reish Tes Vav, which deals with some of the halachos of answering Amen. And yesterday we had begun Sif Beis. Sif Beis told us that if a person hears somebody else making a bracha, even though he didn't hear the entire bracha, he only heard maybe even only the end of the bracha, and even in some situations where he just knows what bracha they were making, a person is supposed to answer Amen. Chayev Lanos Amen Achrav. A person should answer Amen to a bracha. But now we're going to qualify that. However, second line on the daf, Kuf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, the Mechaber. Avol, im hoyo ha-mevarech api koris. If the person who's making the bracha is a heretic, o kusi, or he's a person who is of questionable Jewish origins, we'll discuss the kusim in a moment, o tinok, or he's a young child, and we'll explain that as well in a moment. And we're talking here about the child who's not making the bracha to actually be yotze himself. O hayo gadol v'shino mimatbea brachos, or it was an adult, however, the adult made a mistake, incorrectly said a bracha, he was mishani, he changed around the nusach of the bracha. In all of these situations, it's essentially a bracha of atala, or an inappropriate bracha, and Ein onim achrav amein. In this situation, we do not answer amein. Amein means, yes, it is true, it is emes. So if this person is not making the bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or he's not making the bracha properly, then we do not answer amein after such a bracha. Now let's understand this better. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Yud says, Mi dechayil apikores v'kusi. Because the Mechaber combined in this statement four people, he included the apikores, the heretic, and the kusi, together, bahade tinok, the gadol shashina, together with a very young child, and an adult who made a mistake, incorrectly said the bracha. So then mashma, it implies, dechado dino islu, that these four people all have the same din. And since by a young child or an adult that made a mistake in the bracha, mashma afilu shoma kol habracha mipiem, even though you heard the entire bracha, but it was an inappropriate bracha, it was a bracha levatola, lo yano amein, you shouldn't answer amein, da habracha levatola, because it's a bracha levatola, so too, keinu adin ve'elu, so too, the din is the same by the apikoris and the kusi, it is considered a bracha levatola, and you cannot answer amein. The Mishneh Berurah continues, he says, V'af agav de b'gemar amrinon, and even though in the Gemara it says, Sha'af b'kusi onin im shama kol ha-bracha b'yifiv, however, the Gemara does say that if you heard the entire bracha from a kusi, you should answer amen. Again, the kusim were people who we were not sure whether they're truly Jewish or not. They came from a place called Kuta, and when Sancheiriv conquered Kuta, as it was his custom, he would transplant the populations from one conquered area to another conquered area. So he brought the kusim, which he conquered from Kuta, to the Shomron, to Samaria, and he placed them over there. And they were Kusim, they were not Jewish people. However, lions came and attacked them, so therefore they said, the God of this land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, must be unhappy that we're not worshipping him, so they converted. And the question was this a good, valid conversion or not? And it remained an unanswered question for many years. However, subsequently, the Mishneh Berurah continues now, and he says, "Haydu kodim shematzul lehem demusyone b'har grizim shayu ovdim la." This question as to whether they were actual real converts or not was unanswered, and originally the Gemara said, and during that limbo period of time, that if a kusi made a bracha, we could answer amen, because we assumed they were saying the bracha to Hashem. However, once they were subsequently found to have the demus yonah, they were found to have an avodah zorah, in the appearance of a dove, on the top of Har Grizim, and that's who they were worshipping. So then, at that point, it became clear that they were not real converts, aval acha kachlo, and after this point in time, we no longer considered them valid converts, and therefore, their bracha is a bracha levatola, mistama, they're making the bracha to this Avodah Zorah on Har Grizim and not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kavanosah on Har Grizim, they were worshipping the God that they had, quote, with a small g on Har Grizim, and therefore, that's not a valid bracha. If you answer Amen to that bracha, it's inappropriate. Likewise, V'apikoris, Nami, and Kavanosah L'shem Shemayim. The Apikoros makes a bracha, he's not doing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elul Avodas Gilulim. He's doing it to whatever Avodah Zorah he is worshipping, this heretic, whatever he is believing in, that's who he's making the bracha to. However, that's the psak over here of the Mechaber. The Mishneh Berurah brings down Vagra Bebeira Pasak, the Vilna Gaon in his Beir Agra Paskins, the Be'elu Hashnayim, but with the latter two, the Apikoris and the Kusi, Im Shama Kol HaBracha Mipiv Ona Achrav Amein, that if in fact you heard them say the Bracha, and they said, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu, so then they're not Mestama, meaning it towards their Avodah Zarah, and then in fact, the Agra Paskins, you could answer Amein to their Bracha. The Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim, brings down an Oschess. He says, that the Mechaber specifically did not include an Oved Kilulim, an outright Avodah Zorah worshiper over here. And in Os Katan Siftes, he brings down Le'inyan Ovid Gilulim, Yesh Deos Bishitas Rambam. There are different opinions in the Rambam. Yesh, the Sfirolo, there is an opinion that says, the Sfirolo Rambam, the Rambam holds, the Ovid Gilulim Dino Kikusi, the Ovid Kochovim has the same din as a Kusi. However, the Yesh, the Sfirolo, there are those that say that even the Rambam, the Afa Rambam, Ode Biakum, the Onachro, that you could answer after an Ovid of Odezora. How does the Elia Rabba Paskin? Like the first opinion over here. However, we call Makom Ledina Nira Kachros Ramah. However, we pass it over here like the Ramah, which we'll talk about in Ovi Kochavim in one moment when we get to it. Kimoshika Sapti Bibir Halacha, as we will see also as well in the Bir Halacha, which we'll get to in Mirtz Hashem as well. Dishah footnote number 12 brings down what happens if the Chazan is an Apikoris, the person appointed to be the Shalich Tzibur is an Apikoris. So we've already learned in Simon Kuchavav, She'ain Lanichlios Shalich Tzibur. You shouldn't have allowed him to be the Shalich Tzibur. And if he went up there against our wishes, Vim Yorid B'chazaka, Ain Onim Achrov Amen. You're not allowed to answer Amen to his brachas. And here, the Dirshu footnote continues with a very, very important shuva from Ramosha Feinstein's Atzal and the Igris Moshe. Ramosha was asked the question, what about if a reformed or conservative Jew were to make a bracha? So he says, Kivon Shehem Kofrim Bashem, since unfortunately many of them don't have the status of Tinok Shenishba. Now he's referring only to those that really don't understand, but those that have the status of that they know, but they're unfortunately, there are those that know better, and they are going against Hashem, the Kofrim in Hashem and in his Torah. And therefore, their bracha is not a real bracha. They don't believe. Shari ein men minim b'Hashem. They don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nebuch, you hear, unfortunately, statements that are made that the Torah is not divine, and that they don't believe that there's a God. There's these principles that are beautiful principles, but they don't believe, Nebuch, if somebody doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Malchus. So then, memela birchosum nechsheves ki bracha she'ein bo shemu Malchus. So their bracha is not considered a valid bracha. It doesn't have shemu Malchus. They're not attesting to the fact that Hashem is divine, Hashem is the creator of the world. And therefore, he writes, ein tzarech lanos omen archa birchosum. You should not answer. One doesn't have to answer omen after their bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Shnei Deos, Im Onim Amen Acha Bechasei Bikparis. The Mishnah Berurah has a machlokis in this, and he brings down Bechidushi Basra, Shechavanas HaIgris Moshe, Shereformim Dinan Chomim Mibapikorsim. And therefore, since by the Apikorsim is a machlokis, Rav Moshe apparently feels that the reformed person who is a tzilahachasnik, he's going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is actually worse than an Apikorsim. Kim Hashem Einam Aminim Klal. Because they don't believe in the Torah is given on Har Sinai. And therefore, that's why Rav Moshe says one should not answer, Ein Tzarech Lanos Omen Acher Brachosim. One doesn't have to answer Omen after the Bracha. Again, Chas V'Shalom, this is not a statement against Reformed and Conservative Jews who are brothers, who are wonderful people. But if they have an approach that says, we don't believe in Torah from Hashem, and that the Torah is not divine, and that the Brachos, we don't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the whole world. So then, by definition, the bracha is not included Shemu Malchus. That's what Rav Moshe is telling us. What about a person who's just not a Shomer Torah Mitzvah? He's not a heretic. He's not a Tzelahachasnik. He just doesn't know. He doesn't do the Torah Mitzvahs, unfortunately. So Vayashiv says about such a person, of course you answer Amen to his bracha. He's not like a person who's a Tzelahachasnik, a reformed person who knows better. He grew up in an Orthodox home and now he threw it away, Rachmona Litzlan. So such a person is a kofar. However, a person that just doesn't know the dinim, and he is unfortunately a tinuk shenishba, so Rav Yashiv passes, absolutely, we do consider his bracha to be a bracha. And therefore, as long as you hear the whole bracha, you can answer amen. And this is also the psak of Chaim Kanievsky, that as long as he's not a mumalahachis, as long as the person is not a tzilahachisnik, I'm going to show you, I don't believe in God, and everything that God, you're saying is God said, is barbaric and archaic, and is not God-given, it's made up by man, so then such a person, you should not answer amen. But otherwise, even though he's not a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, of course you can answer Amen. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yud Aleph writes, what are we talking about with the adult that changed the bracha? V'davka keshina ba'ofen de lo yotza b'habracha machmazeh. He made changes in the bracha that don't allow him to be yotzi with the bracha. He changed the nusach around so much that even b'dievet he's not yotzi. And the Chavetz Chaim in Sivkan Yud says, because the ba'ofen de yotza, if in fact he would be yotzi, for example, he left out words that aren't an essential part of the bracha, so we've already said, b'vadi tzorech lanos amein. Since he was yotzi, of course you should answer amein to it. And therefore, if the person left out something that made the bracha no good, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, v'arehu kimavarech bracha levatola, d'yosu lanos amein achrov. If a person, in fact, makes a bracha v'atola, you're not allowed to answer amen to it. The issue footnote 13 brings down a number of other interesting scenarios. What happens if somebody's davening the silent Shemoneh Esrei and he says the words out loud and you hear him? So do you answer Amen? So if Shlomo Kluger is left with a Sarich Ian, he's a Suffolk over here, should you or should not answer Amen? Shelus Shuvas Yaakov brings down, Shimhu Betok Dalet Amos L'Mespalo, if you're within Dalet Amos of the person, then you can answer Amen, because he's allowed to technically raise his voice a little bit during the Dalet Amos. Anybody could hear him, that would be technically okay. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Ozan Zatzal both say, no, you should not answer Amen, because this person went against the Takan of Chazal, that it should be the silent Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Yashav has sort of a compromise sheet. They said that the person's davening out loud, and he's not doing it to disturb anybody else, and he just davens a little bit too loud, so he didn't really do an Isser over here, so then you could answer Amen. Rav Shlomo Zalman also brings down that if a person did not wash his hands until his Adayim, would you be allowed to answer to his bracha of Hamotzi? And he says, yes. And finally, if you hear the bracha from an onen, a person that's exempt from making brachos, so Tosos brings down, and Moed Katan, She'en Lanos Achrav Amen, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman passings this lahalocha. You don't answer Amen to a person who inappropriately made a bracha as an onen. Now we go to the Ramah. Hagah, the onen Amen Achar Oved Kochavim. One does answer Amen after the bracha of an Oved Kochavim, as long as imshama kol habracha mipiv, as long as you heard the whole bracha. So he's not saying Rachmana Lassan to his avodah zarah, but you heard him say Hashem Melech Olam. So therefore, you can answer Amen. You heard the whole bracha. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yud Beis brings down she'ein derech ovid gilulim lechavi levodas gilulim kishumasker Hashem. Because if he says the shame of Hashem, mistam, he means Hashem and not his avodah zarah. This would be true even for a person who was an apostate, that he was a yid nevuch that went off the derech, really off the derech. And as long as he says the bracha, bracha to Hashem, lokeinu melech olam, so then you could answer Amen to his bracha as well. And the Chofetz Chaim in Sif Yud Beis in the Shaaret Zion explains kivin shein oduk lavodas gilulim, because he's not really fully attached to the avodah zarah. However, Mishnah Berurah continues, das hataz, lanos, you certainly don't have an obligation, the Taz says, to answer this. Rakwishus, if you want to, you can answer Amen, but you're not obligated to do so. Now we go to the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Onin Amen Achar Tinok, that which we said that you don't answer Amen after a young child, that's Dafko Bishor Shalomed HaBrachos L'Dei Rabo. That's only when he's learning the Brachos. So a kid is learning the Brachos. So the Rebbe says, you make a Borei Priya Eitz after you eat a fruit, so everybody make the Bracha. And Baruch HaTor Hashem, they say the whole Bracha. So then in that situation, you don't answer Amen to such a Bracha. However, Shemutu Lalami Latinokas Abrachos Kisiknot, you are allowed to use the shame of Hashem when you're teaching a young child to make the bracha. Because if you don't, then he's going to end up saying Baruch Ator Hashem his entire life instead of saying Baruch Ator Ado and saying the proper name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Alpha P shame of Achim Vatala, even though one could argue this is a bracha Vatala, Bishas Alimud, at the time that you're teaching him, he's not eating a fruit, he's not making any bracha. Nevertheless, you're allowed to go teach him to say the bracha properly. However, the Mechaber then tells us, but if a young child is making a bracha on the apple that he's about to eat, and he makes a bar priyates, since this is part of instructing the child, part of educating the child, you are allowed to answer amen to him. And he says, similarly, likewise, if the young child says the haftorah in shul, technically a katan can get the haftorah, we're not really knowing to do that very often today, but certainly that's the halacha, that technically a young child below the age of bar mitzvah could get the haftorah. So therefore, if he makes the brachas in shul, so then you should of course answer amen to his bracha. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel explains. Rotz Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here. The Ein Shayach Lomar Amen La Ames Ulekayim Is Divrei Hamavorech Achrei The Ein Shayim Bracha Allah. He says the reason why we don't answer Amen after this child is saying a bracha that he's learning how to make brachos is because we're answering Amen. It means yes, that is true. But here the child is not eating, so while the bracha that he's saying is part of an educational course and you're allowed to teach him how to say the bracha, the person doesn't have any obligation to answer Amen to something that is not true in this sense, that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this fruit that this person is now making Bar Priya Eitz on, and we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sivkot Yudalit wrote Shalomar. Here the Mishnah Berurah is explaining, the Mechaber is telling us, Shalomit HaRav Imam HaBrachu Shalom Bismanan. A Rav is allowed to teach his first grade class, the young children, or an adult for that matter, who is a Baal Tshuva, doesn't know the bracha, so you're allowed to teach him what the bracha is. However, afilu hachi mutar lahazkir shem Hashem, for a young child, you're allowed to go and teach the child with the shame of Hashem. And the Rebbe as well, afilu harav yochel lahazkir Hashem, kedei lalamid l'tinok sabrachos. The Rebbe himself shouldn't say Hashem, but he should say Ado, and then spell out and say out Hashem's name appropriately, so the young children should learn it properly. Shahari al karcha chanutzrichim lom l'imayim. Because otherwise, how are you going to teach him how to make the bracha properly? As the pasuk says, "You have to teach your children." And he says, "V'davku imatinok mutu lahaskir Hashem." This is only with a young child who's going to not understand the difference between Hashem and saying Ado and saying Hashem's name properly pronounced. Avol gadol, but an older person, bishar shalom in abrachos. You're teaching in an Eisha Torah class. You're teaching Bali Tshuva in an NCSY program, and they're older and they can understand that when you're saying the word Hashem, you really want them, when they're really making the bracha, to say Ado and say Hashem's pronunciation properly. Shalom in abrachos b'gemara. Or if you're teaching children Gemara and you're going through the Masechta in Brachos and it says on a mezonos, you make a bari min mezonos and you say the bracha, so then Omer b'li askar Hashem, then you're allowed to say it without mentioning Hashem's name, and you shouldn't mention Hashem's name in that situation. V'raki shalom in apsukim an iskarim b'talmud, and only when you're actually saying psukim that are listed in Chumash, then Rashon La'omron Kemoshim Ksuvim Imaskor Hashem. If you're saying an entire pasuk, so then you can say the shame of Hashem. If a person says Shema Yisrael, he says the entire pasuk, so you could actually say when you're learning it and teaching it, you could say Hashem's name pronounced properly if you say the whole pasuk. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Im Shama Kol Abracha brings down what we discussed before with the Ovid Gilulim. He says the Inei Das Kama Achronim Shaladas Rabbim Ain Onim Achro B'chol Gavne, that you shouldn't answer after the Ovid Kochavim. However, Omikol Malkum, he says Nira De Lamaisi Yesh Lenog L'Hokal Yis Paskins. He comes down on the side that says you can answer if you want to after the Ovid Gilulim, as the Taz says you're not mechuyev to do. And this is also Psakovia of the Vilna Gaon Halach Lamaisa Valkein Dailano Im Nachmir Shetzarich Shishma Kula. But you certainly should go and make sure that you hear the entire bracha in that situation. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tezvav says, Kigon Shemavarech HaBrachos Bizman and Derech Chinuch. But if the young child is making the brachos in the proper place at the right time, albeit the Rebbe is educating them in that situation, you absolutely can answer Amen, not a problem. Because they're of the age of education. The implication over here is because they're able to understand what's going on. But if you have a 2-year-old and he's very cute and he says the bracha, in that situation, the Mishnah Berurah says you should not answer amen. And this is brought down in the Prima Gadim, the Chidushim al Brachos. The issue foot number 18 has a number of interesting points. He says, number one, what is the age of chinuch? So that depends on each child. Everybody always holds. It depends. Some children are very smart, precocious, some are not. So Rabbi Yashiv brings down Shum Mishiodeh Lemi Mevarchim. The point is, when the child knows that he's davening to Hashem, whatever that concept of Hashem he has, that there is a God, so then you can say Amen to his bracha. And this was well brought down in Shel Shuvas Orle Tzion. He says this is usually about 6 or 7 years old, but it depends upon the charifus of the child, the precociousness of the child. He brings a suggestion that if you want to get around any suffix, say the pasuk Baruch Hashem Liolam Amen V'Amen silently to yourself, and say the second Amen over here out loud, obviously not letting the child realize what you're doing so he doesn't see that you're not answering Amen to his bracha. Shlomo Zalman Hatzlatzal has an interesting suggestion. He says, say Amen without the nun at the end. And this way, you're not saying Amen Kehuchasa, and the child won't realize this, and that's also a way that you can instruct a child who's very, very young, who's not really the age of chinuch, and yet you're teaching him that you answer amen to a bracha. However, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita disagrees. He says the kavan of the Mishnah Berurah over here is rak she'ein lomar amen al birchas hatinok b'toras chiyuv. You're not obligated to answer to a young child who hasn't reached the age of chinuch. However, ach la'omro kidei l'chancho l'anias amen mutter. But if you're teaching the young child to say amen after a bracha, so then you'd be allowed to. And he says his own father, the Stipler Gaon, taught him to do that. He says only if the child is so young that he doesn't understand that people are answering amen to him, so then you shouldn't say amen. The issue for number 16 brings down from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal the reason why we teach the child to say a bracha in school and class when he's not eating something, and we say the shame of Hashem out loud, and the Rebbe can say it as well, is because you don't want to teach the child the wrong way to pronounce the shame of Hashem or to confuse the child. Therefore, when you're learning Gemara, the child's a little bit older, and this isn't a concern, you don't say the shame of Hashem. He says this is true even if the child is not your bar mitzvah. So katan and gadol over here are relative and not absolute. The issue for number 17 discusses further when a person is learning, he's saying a whole pasuk, should he in fact, is it preferable to say the shame of Hashem or not? So he brings down from the Stipler Gaon, Shiroi Lomar Hashem Velo Lahaskir Hashemos. It's preferable the person should say Hashem and not actually mention the shame of Hashem. And he says, Kol Shekein Velo Mibachati Pasuk. And certainly, if you're not saying the whole pasuk. And this is the opinion of Rav Yashiv as well, that the minhag is that even if you're saying the entire pasuk, we don't say the shame Shemayim out loud, Mishum Kovet Hashem. It's not proper Kovet. But he says, Haminok Hudavko Shalol Askir Shem Adnus. That's only the shame Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But other shames like Elokim, for example, that are brought down in the Gemara, so Rav Yashiv was in fact saying that shame of Hashem out loud. Finally, Sivkot Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says that when we said that you answer Amen to the child's Haf Torah, Rotz Lomar, Sha'oz Korim Betorim Nevim, Mavarach Lefneim Lachreim, that the child says the regular brachos before and after the Haf Torah, Vetzorich Lanos Amen Aleim, you should in fact say Amen to them. That concludes today's Shir.